Today, 20 dance projects from around the country won grants of up to $100,000 each. The announcement comes from the National Dance Project. These grants are among the most coveted in the dance world, but this round of winners is the last of its kind. That's due to a funding shortage. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Winners announced today include Brooklyn ballroom dancer and choreographer Courtney Balenciaga Washington, the Rosie Herrera Dance Theater in Miami Beach, Florida, and a project by Baltimore curator and choreographer Rashida Bumbre, honoring North Carolina blues woman Aljamae Hinton.
Hey, girl, hey,
these are some of the most important dance grants in the United States, and without them, companies and artists may not be able to tour, says choreographer and dancer Kimberly Bartosik. She received a National Dance Project grant earlier this year.
Touring in the United States is very, very hard because it's expensive, and most presenters don't have money to bring a large group or even a small group to their communities.
The National Dance Project has given out more than $51 million in grants to more than 800 artists across the country. But the Mellon Foundation said it won't support new grants after this year. Mellon said in a statement that it ended its funding in order to support a wider range of grantees in the dance field. Bartosik says dance has never been a big moneymaker. It often takes grants, commissions, and artist residencies to make ends meet. She says now, with cuts to the National Endowment for the Arts and universities, the dance ecosystem is more fragile than ever.
It really is a system of barely threaded together structures. If we take that thread and we break it, that is where free fall exists.
The New England Foundation for the Arts, which runs the National Dance Project, says it's trying to figure out how to keep the grant program going. The other lead funder, the Doris Duke Foundation, has told them it plans to continue its support. Doris Duke is also a financial supporter of NPR. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.